Where has all the snarkiness gone? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If BP was trying to suppress pictures of oiled birds, it's not working. There are gruesome pictures spreading across the internet now that photographers are getting access to the wetlands. One post described the birds as looking like they were dipped in chocolate. I'd say mummified is more to the point. But here's what I noticed. Typically, when you pull up a story about an environmental disaster, you see snarky comments about how the eco-alarmists exaggerate everything to make Americans feel guilty about driving. And yet, almost nobody is saying that this time. Almost nobody is accusing the mainstream media of recycling pictures of the same two oiled birds or that this is being trumped up or photoshopped. There are plenty of websites debating who's to blame for the disaster, but nobody is disputing that this is a disaster. There are no oil slick deniers. There's no one arguing that wetlands are just a feel-good thing or that tar balls make a beach more interesting. Even on the anti-Obama websites, well, they slam the president, as usual, but what they slam him for is for not doing enough, for not getting the government more involved. Even Tea Party leaders, like Representative Michelle Bachmann.
Where were the boats that could have been commandeered by the government to be sent into this region?
Wow, a Tea Party leader who wants the government to commandeer private vessels. I guess we are all environmentalists now. Either that or hell's frozen over. Which may happen because I know for a fact it has a lot less oil than it used to. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.